This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. In the Bahamas, a major evacuation operation is underway on the hurricane-devastated island of Abaco. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
With their few remaining possessions stuffed into duffel bags and shopping carts, hundreds of storm victims have been gathered at the port in Grand Abaco, looking to leave the island devastated by Hurricane Dorian. Yi Roll.
It's chaos here, and the place is uninhabitable. Yeah. Nobody can live here.
Sabrina Rao says her family has not yet had any help from the Bahamian government.
No power, no water.
Prime Minister Hubert Minnis visited the port with this message.
So I only want you to be patient. We can't move all of you at one time, but the boats will be coming in.
He rolls as he realizes it's tough.
The government trying their best, but at the same time, I don't think they're doing a good enough job to evacuate the people because the place ain't livable for nobody.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Former Zimbabwean leader Robert Mugabe leaves behind a complicated legacy that his country must come to terms with. To some, he was a hero of the liberation. Others say he ruined his country and hurt his own people. Sad for Mugabe's passing, yet acknowledging his responsibility for many of the country's problems, resident Michael Malenga expresses this duality.
I think this is a great loss to Zimbabwe. This is a great loss to Africa, but particularly to Zimbabwe. I also reminisce on Robert Mugabe as someone whose policies and also his inadequacies or shortfalls, if I may say, have contributed to the misfortune of me as a young person, if I may put it frankly. I think there are quite a number of policies he led as a president of Zimbabwe, but unfortunately, many of my peers don't have jobs.
Mugabe was 95 years old. This is VOA News. Officials said Friday that Taliban militants conducted an overnight attack on the western Afghan city of Farah. There was no immediate word about casualties. U.S. Chief Negotiator Zalmay Khalilzad told an Afghan television station on Monday that his team of negotiators has drawn up a draft agreement that, if approved by President Donald Trump, would allow 5,000 American troops to leave five military bases in the country within 135 days. Khalilzad said the deal would also require the Taliban to engage in intra-Afghan talks to discuss a permanent ceasefire and a future power-sharing agreement. The Indian Space Research Organization, the ISRO, announced on Saturday that Mission Control has lost contact with the Chandrayaan-2 lander just minutes before it was supposed to land on the south pole of the moon. Kay Sivan is chief of the ISRO.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometers. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
The lander made a six-week-long journey and entered the moon's orbit on August 20th. A successful landing would have made India only the fourth country to land a vessel on the lunar surface. The roughly $140 million mission was to search for water deposits in craters. Britain's Brexit dilemma intensified Friday as opposition parties refused to support Prime Minister Boris Johnson's call for an election until he secures a delay to Britain's exit from the EU. That's something he vows he would never do. Johnson insists that Britain must leave the EU in 55 days and says an election is the only way to break the deadlock that has seen lawmakers repeatedly reject the deal that is being offered and simultaneously block attempts to leave the EU without one. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Friday that the United States would use the United Nations General Assembly this month to persuade countries to help bring attention to China over the treatment of its Uyghur Muslim minority. China has consistently denied any mistreatment of Uyghurs in what it calls vocational training centers, which critics have labeled as concentration camps. Hundreds have died in unrest in Xinjiang province in recent years. Beijing blames the unrest on Islamists and extremists. Rights groups and exiles say the violence is a reaction against China's suppression of the Uyghur people. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.